True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Jeff Love, Barstool Sports, talking Browns, Ravens, and the many, many bits of smack talk we've seen this week. But we're back on Afternoon Drive. We've got plenty to get to here on a Football Friday. Blame for the Ravens coming up in about 20 minutes. And Daryl Ryder coming up at 6 o'clock tonight as well. More from you guys as well. I wouldn't have a problem if they talked smack about Lamar either. Like, I think if you feel disrespected and you want to try and psych yourself up a little bit more, they got to go out there on the field and do it. But, you know, if this is a, I think the more optimistic fan says, I think it's going to be a competitive game, but still a close loss because we don't expect to win. It'd be nice to win, but we don't expect to win. If this is a 3-point loss or a 4-point loss or it's a late touchdown that puts them ahead by 7 for the win,
yeah,
I'm not going to come out of this and be like, it was the smack talk, you shouldn't have done it. I'm going to say, wow, you played a more competitive game than people expected. I'm proud of you.
Definitely won't be the smack talk. The smack talk won't be the reason why. I do want to correct something just a little bit, though. I don't know who's putting out this notion that the Browns just dominate Derrick Henry. Relative to maybe other Derrick Henry lines, but the most recent time the Browns played Derrick Henry in the Ravens, he went for 138 and 2 touchdowns.
Well, but about the other times?
Averaging almost 7 yards a carry. Okay, fine. The other time last year, he averaged 6.6 yards a carry. Like, is the win because he only found the end zone once and didn't crack 100?
What about the times before?
Is that the win? Yeah, I mean, it's
You're not focusing on the times they were good against him, though. Sure. I'm noticing that.
Sure. Is that the big win? Is the idea that he didn't have 100 yards in a Tennessee game in 2020. Is that the win?
What a loser!
is that it? I'm so confused by that storyline or the narrative. I feel like we do this sometimes where we just like convince ourselves that we're and like it, sometimes it's truth, right? Like the Browns legitimately are awesome against Joe Burrow. That's a real storyline. You can talk about it until we're blue in the face for whatever reason. That's a great matchup. But Derrick Henry with the Ravens is not something that the Browns have just specifically owned.
So with this, obviously yesterday it was Derrick Henry talking about the Grant Delpit sound. Well, Kyle Hamilton, we're going all the way back to the Jerry Jeudy sound where, again, Jerry Jeudy was asked, you know, what difficulties does the Ravens secondary pose? And he said none, which was just the passing version of Grant Delpit's, how difficult is it to tackle Derrick Henry? Well, Kyle Hamilton, the stud safety and Notre Dame product for Baltimore, was asked about Jerry Jeudy's bulletin board material.
I mean, guys say whatever you're going to say. I really don't care. That's the thing with, like, bulletin board material that I never understood. It's like, was I not going to play hard before he said that? So it's like, I'm going to play the same way I was going to play. Like, if you need bulletin board material to go play how you need to play, then that's a problem on you. So,
all right, so I didn't hear the shot at Jerry Jeudy that I think a lot of people heard. I heard it was more of like a, yes, he was talking about Jerry Jeudy, but at the very end there, it kind of took it like that little last stab was more at I think he's more offended the idea that bulletin board material matters than he is what Jerry Jeudy said.
Yeah, that's my read on it too, which I think that's how a lot of fans actually do think, right? Like the idea that like if you have more talent than the other team, the talent's probably going to win out, and poking the bear isn't going to do much. I know we've talked before about the idea though, maybe at like the high school level it might do mm-hmm. something, because I don't know, for whatever reason, maybe just high school kids need to be more motivated. But at the pro level where you're making paychecks and nothing is guaranteed, probably playing pretty hard every week anyway.
So I will say, I think it matters at the college level. That's why coach, like rah-rah coaches, like the Matt Rhule Nebraska thing, we haven't played it on the air, but it, when Nebraska was up 33-0 at halftime last week,
yeah,
Matt Rhule came in and they're like, they came in here and they disrespected us. It's like, they're disrespecting themselves because they're bad.
Maybe at the college level, you're right. You're like, if I can get this guy to lock in instead of going to a sorority or something the night prior, or instead of getting just hammered and like really like, oh, I care about this game so much, I'm not going to get tanked the night prior. Okay, maybe.
But the only thing I would say is,
with pros, come on.
I don't think it matters fully. Like we always do the big deal, little deal, no deal. I do think it's a little deal, because I do think there are situations where it matters. And I can point it just simply of like, I want to see how fired up guys are when they play for Dan Campbell to play a specific sort of way than when you go out there and play for Freddie Kitchens. Like those are Freddie Kitchens maybe is not great. Mike McDaniel, who's just a total nerd and a stooge. Like you do see, like, find me the guy that isn't fired up to play for Dan Campbell. He won't play for Dan Campbell at all. Whereas in Miami, what do we deal with?
Right,
a lot of big name guys who maybe ebb and flow how hard they play.
But that's independent of trash talk, though.
No. But so my point was, it's clear that motivation does ebb and flow for professionals,
and that is part of being a coach, by the way, is finding and tapping into that motivation for certain players for reasons X, Y, and Z.
And when it comes to bulletin board material,
what clicks for certain guys?
I think when it matters the most is when you're evenly matched teams. Like you mentioned the Burrowhead thing, and how that impacted the Cincinnati and Kansas City little kerfuffle that they've had. I think that matters. When it's Baltimore versus Buffalo, I think smack talk does play a bigger factor in it. This is just a game where it's like, well, I don't think the Ravens think about you. I don't think the Ravens respect you. They don't view you as their equals. So I think you could come out and say, Lamar Jackson is the biggest scrub and Bill Polian was right. He should be a wide receiver.
And they just laugh at you.
And I think they'd be like, okay. And the only way you win on that, by the way, is if you actually win on Sunday. And then I think it stings after the fact.
Kyle Hamilton talks a lot of crap, by the way. He's very open to talking crap. But the reason why he didn't take the bait is because he didn't feel like he needed to. And in many ways, hate to put it this way, guys, I really do, but it almost feels like Kyle Hamilton thought he was like punching down if he took the bait.
And I think this is what's really interesting to me about, I think players are full of crap when they say it doesn't matter at all. And you know how I know?
I do think he's got a good point, though. Like the idea, like is he going to be any more motivated to take on the Browns this week? Probably not.
Do I think it might make a guy play through a play a little bit harder? Like he might look for shots? Yes. I do think it impacts these guys.
Well, now we're talking about if you want to play dirty or not.
I guess my point is, if it doesn't matter, then after you win, why do you flex on the crap that was talked to you? Because that is something.
Not everyone does.
Yeah, a fair amount of guys do,
I would
though.
Bet Derrick Henry, if Derrick Henry goes for 150 yards in this game, I bet afterwards the reporters will say something to the effect of, so did Grant Delpit, did he? How did that go? And he's not going to
Well, no, they he's never, not gonna do they never cop to that it bugged them, but they'll go back. And could I see Derrick Henry on Sunday if they win? If he goes for 200 yards and they win by two touchdowns, would it surprise me if Derrick Henry said, I'm just not that hard to break down or bring down? Yes. Which is then referencing that it did matter. If you're remembering it after the fact.
Yeah, I think that's what you think is the expectation. I don't think that's going to happen.
No. But I think my point is, like last night, like Micah Parsons has said everything right going into games.
Yeah.
When people started saying, thank you, Jerry, last night, Micah Parsons had himself a moment there. He did like that chant.
So this is where the fans coming into play, I think, is fun. And I thought it was funny last night. I thought that was enjoyable. Yeah. And I liked that moment for Micah, but that's not Micah doing it.
Well, no. But he could have easily, if it didn't bug him, if the Jerry thing didn't bug him, he could just go, all right, guys, come on now.
Please.
But no, I mean, I think players talk about it almost all the time. Like, especially because what they don't do is they don't come out and be like, yeah, that we beat their ass wholesale because of X, Y, and Z. But what they will do is, they'll, whatever the nomenclature that was used, they'll reference it back after a win. I think that is players admitting on some level, you felt some sort of way on that. But players, it's almost like you're too cool for school. You don't want to admit that it pissed you off. You don't admit that it got under your craw. And also, you don't admit too often, because if you do and then you lose, people will have a problem with that, or people will say, oh, maybe it got in your head.
I mean, I just think the Ravens have been trash talking for years now, and I just think they're at the spot where we're just not at the level they are in their heads, and they just don't want to even bother with it.
I think one thing that I've learned is that across the bow, like just across sports in general, we believe what these guys say far too much.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Coaches lie, ball players lie, and just because a player doesn't come out and say, I'm bugged by what was said, doesn't mean they're not bugged. And how that impacts the outcome of the game, I think that ebbs and flows. I think it's situational. I think it also depends if the team that spoke the crap is actually talking about their gluteus maximus, well, or whether they actually mean.
That's a big part of that. Like, if you're Derrick Henry, don't you just look at the comments and just be like, oh, okay. Like, yes, it's obviously it's hard to tackle me. I've got a mountain of proof of it being hard to tackle me.
Well, but if you listen to his answer yesterday, he was like, yeah, we'll see on Sunday. That's a little, like, that. Again, like, guys aren't going to come out and say, that hurt my feelings. That upset me. Ah, they really got my craw there. They're not going to say it up front. They very rarely say it up front. They tend to just kind of say it after the fact or give you clues after that.
It'd be like if somebody came up to you and was like, you couldn't even do radio in Nebraska. And you're like, I'm on the air in Cleveland. What are you talking about? Like,
yeah,
that's kind of how that one struck me.
I'm not doing radio against them. Like, I'm not battling that random listener that might have that.
No, but you would just tune it out because it just doesn't, it's not even, it's so far removed from the truth that it doesn't even really impact you.
I think we're removing the competitive angle of how prideful these guys, the money that's on the line, the career that's on the line, the at least in the Baltimore side of things, the Super Bowl aspirations that are on the line, not necessarily this weekend. I think players lie a lot about how this stuff doesn't matter to them. And I think we can even see a guy like Miles, where Miles has said with his face, oh, this thing doesn't bug me, this thing doesn't bug me. And then he talks long enough and you're like, oh, I think that thing totally bugs
me. I just think it's a long season. If you take the bait from every single player and every single person on a team that you take on, everything they say, you're gonna end up exhausted by the end of the year just battling everybody.
But I think it's interesting. Like, we know that Michael Jordan created some rumor about LeBradford Smith just so he could go out and drop like 60 points on LeBradford Smith. So we do that in the NBA, but in the NFL, it's like, they're all professionals. They don't care. That is right from team headquarters. That is just really great PR spin. These guys are just like you and me. They don't like to be called out. They don't like things to be said about them. I'm not saying that it's the end all be all, but the myth that it doesn't matter or that it doesn't individually get some guys going, I think is, I think it very much helps the player PR side of things of, oh, no, we're tougher. No, you're not. You're human beings. You would be human beings. If some other radio host talk crap about me, I'd go right back at him. I know because I have. All right? Many times, and I'll probably do it again, despite the fact that I'm trying to evolve as a human being. I think it's very player friendly and it's very player.
But would you do it every week though? Would you do it every week? And then if you had somebody go after you every single week, you'd start picking and choosing. You'd be like, all right, I guess I'll go after the Chicago radio host, or Detroit radio host. Let's do that. The Nebraska radio host. Like, I got a lot of weeks.
Man, it's a long
season.
Still might bug me though. 216-474-0092. Kyle Hamilton responds to the idea of bulletin board material. How much does trash talk actually matter? And is the NFL more to blame than the Ravens? That's in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.